Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Welcome to 2019 Fully Results. I am Ido Ehrlichman, the Group CEO of Cape Technologies. 2019 was a very strong year for us. The set of results that we show you today are very strong, and we are very pleased with the performance of the business in the last year. We are now fully focused on the high-growth digital privacy market. We are enjoying from the Cape user acquisition platform that enable us to grow our user base very fast and very efficient. We are creating and building a full suite of software solutions that help people to protect their digital life from privacy perspective and security angle. We are working in a very strong quality of earnings environment. Our revenues are based on SaaS with a very strong visibility of revenues going forward. In the last 3.5 years, we built up a very strong track record of growth in revenues and adjusted EBITDA in parallel of growing organically, as well as integrating very well businesses that we are acquiring. We are very confident with the guidance we gave to the market of delivering over $120 million of revenues and adjusted EBITDA above $35 million. We started the year in a very strong momentum. Obviously, the coronavirus made us change the way we work. Most of our employees now work remotely, and we don't see any material impact on our ability to operate the business. We are now 3.5 years into the new strategic roadmap that we launched in the middle of 2016. This period was a very strong period, both from the organic growth and development of Cape, as well as executing on 5 acquisitions, deploying close to $160 million on earning-enhancing acquisition. Overall, today, we're done with the transition mode. We created a very strong platform that is very well positioned to capture the opportunity in the very large digital privacy and security market. Slide 5, I'll take you through the operational highlights. In the SaaS metrics, we continue to show very strong growth. Overall, our subscribers went up to 2.35 million, up from 830,000 in December 18, of which 1.1 million came from the merger with Private Internet Access. Overall, more than 50% organic growth. Quality of earnings very high. We have close to $100 million of future revenues coming from existing user base. We completed the integration of Intego and ZenMate that now we're benefiting from the user acquisition capabilities of Cape with a very strong business intelligence solutions, and completed the merger with Private Internet Access in December. In terms of the R&D and product development, we launched our proprietary infrastructure technology that enabling us to deliver a very good level of performance that is stable, fast, secured, and private, whilst optimizing the overall cost of the infrastructure. And we launched our dashboard cybersecurity center that combining all the digital privacy and digital security needs of the end user, launched in beta mode with a plan to go live completely during the second quarter of this year.
Hello, I'm Oran Laufer, the group CFO. Our operational achievement in the year are coupled with very strong financial performance, with strong double-digit growth on all financial metrics. Revenue increased by 26% to 66.1 million. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 40% to 14.6 million. EBITDA margin grew from 19.9% to 22%. Strong growth in recurring revenue from 27.6 million in 2018. To 51.5 million in 2019. Increase of 25% in adjusted earnings per share to 6.5 pence, up from 5.2 pence in 2018. And adjusted cash flow from operation attributed to current year increased to 17.9 million, which represents a cash conversion of 123%, an increase from 15.9 in 2018. Out of the 7.9 million, 16.9 million were reinvested in user acquisition that is expected to drive future growth.
The digital privacy market and security continued to grow very fast in 2019. This is a combination of few things. One, high-profile cybersecurity attacks targeting personal information, regulators around the world educating and promoting digital privacy around the world that encourage people to gain back the control on the information they share online. We've seen very strong growth continue to 2020 as well. And overall, CAPE is very well positioned to enjoy and grab significant market share in this growing market. CAPE is structured in two business segments. One is the digital privacy, where we operate with three brands, Private Internet Access, ZenMate, and CyberGhost, and the digital security segment with Intego, Ristoro, and DriverFix. In the digital privacy, we expanded our product offering significantly in 2019. If it's the beta launch of our dashboard, completely new application for ZenMate, the private storage, a cloud-based encrypted storage solution, the private.sh, which is an encrypted search engine, and in the digital security space, the malware protection and the operating system performance software, as well as expanding into the Microsoft space with the beta launch of an endpoint security solution.
Looking at our summary profit and loss report, revenue increased by 27% to 66.1 million. 46% of the revenue was generated by our digital privacy segment compared to around 30% in 2018. And we expect this to increase to around 90% in 2020. Digital privacy have grown by 98% during the year and excluding private internet access, an organic growth of 82% in the period. Segment results have increased by 30% to 33.4 million, with an improved margin of 50.6% and improvement of 1.3 percentage point. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 40% to 14.6 million, with an improved margin of 22% and increase of 2.1 percentage point in the period. Looking at our revenue by a geography analysis, around 50% of our revenue is coming from North America. The remainder is coming from Western Europe and other tier one countries where the lifetime value and the retention rates of the users is high. Recurring revenue has increased to 78% of total revenue compared to 53% in 2018. We expect this metric to increase to around 85 to 90% in 2020. Adjusted operating cash flow attributable to current year was up 13% to 17.9 million, representing cash conversion of 129%, mainly due to the fact that we collect cash from users for yearly subscription in advance. 16.9 million was invested in user acquisition, which is attributed to revenue that will be generated from existing users in future periods. The total cash was invested in user acquisition in the period was 42 million. Cash flow from investing activities was 67.5 million in the period, mainly comprised of 64.4 million initial cash consideration for the acquisition of private internet access and capital expenses of 3.1 million, which mainly consist of internal R&D development costs. Cash flow from financing activities was 38.1 million in the period. This is mainly due to a bridge loan we received from a major shareholder for the acquisition of PIA. We are currently in advanced stages of refinancing the bridge loan by long-term bank debt.
The next slide shows our very strong visibility of revenues. On the left-hand side, you see the cohorts. Each color represents the initial purchaser without the impact of PIA. On the right-hand side, it's include the user base joining us from private internet access. What you see that over time, we're able to build up our user base very efficiently to enhance the growth materially due to the fact that we executing very efficiently on our user acquisition activity. Over time, the churn goes down as the cohort mature, and we expect that following the merger with private internet access, and we just now starting to launch the user acquisition activity, we'll see a significant growth in the new signups that will enhance the overall monthly recurring revenue of PIA as well. In slide 12, we show a few KPIs that we started to present a couple of years ago. One, in 2019, we had a very strong growth of more than 180% from 830,000 subscribers in December 2018 to close to 2.4 million subscribers in December 2019. A very strong growth, both organically due to a very efficient user acquisition activity, as well as a result of the merger with the private internet access. Retention rates remained in a very strong level of above 80%, with deferred income increasing from $9.5 million in December 18 to $35.5 million in December 19, another demonstration of the very strong visibility of revenues we have in Cape today. Adjusted operating cash flow remained very high, growing from $15.9 million in 18 to close to $18 million in 2019. Our strategic priorities, combination of four things. One, we would like to keep pushing forward and grow our global user base. We got to a very significant milestone in 2019, crossing the 2 million subscribers globally to 2.4 million in total. Continue to invest in R&D and innovation. We had a very strong success both on the infrastructure side that we now are able to provide our customer base very good level of service that is stable, fast, secured, and private, as well as they continue and innovate and to offer people and SMBs around the world the full suite of product to help them to protect on their digital privacy and digital security. Continue to leverage on our customer acquisition platform that enable us to grow very fast and very efficiently. Plus, we are still in acquisitive mode. Obviously, we are now heads down, driving forward in the integration between Cape and private internet access, but we are already looking to build up our target list with companies that will help us to expand our product offering further. In the last year, we continued our investment into R&D, both on the product side as well as the tech infrastructure. We launched the Generation 4. It's an in-house development to further develop our competitive advantage in our tech infrastructure side, building up a tech infrastructure that provides better speed, better scalability, and better flexibility to our customer base. Overall, we are seeing now that we are able to deliver even better service, stable, fast, secured, and private in a more optimized cost structure. In the last 3.5 years, we executed on 5 acquisitions overall, and we built up a very strong track record and experience within the team in Cape to consolidate, integrate properly businesses that we buy with a view to enhance significantly the monthly recurring revenues, the growth of the target companies, as well as realizing cost synergies. On the infrastructure side, over time, as we identify that this is one of the key differentiators and the key entry barriers to the industry to operate and maintain global network of servers, we invested a lot of R&D effort into creating a very scalable network of servers that enable us over time to reduce significantly the cost of the infrastructure per user in a period that we've grown very fast our user base. CyberGhost is a good example, is our first acquisition into the digital privacy space that on the time of the acquisition served 150 customers that we grown more than 4 times in the last 3.5 years. Whilst improving the retention rate significantly. Intego, that was an acquisition that helped us to expand our product offering from the encryption only to encryption and protection. We added a very strong talent from Intego of cybersecurity researchers that we more than tripled since then. Intego enjoying from the user acquisition platform of Cape and with the very advanced AI and business intelligence technologies that we have in the group. And ZenMate, the first consolidation play, integrating Cape with one of our small competitors in Germany, that the full $1.7 million cost saving on from the operational cost structure and is now completely done. The integration of PA is well underway. We are ahead of our integration plan in a few areas and on track to deliver the cost synergies of $3.5 to $4.5 million we expected for 2020. The customer support is now fully integrated. The Gen 4 technology we developed in-house is now completely rolled out into PIA infrastructure. We combined the technologies and enjoy from economics of scales. We implemented and deployed the PIA suite of product into the Cape user acquisition platform, which is showing very strong initial results as well. 2019 was a very strong year for us. We delivered on all the strategic milestones we communicated to the market, and we now move to the next stage. We are creating a leading brand in a fast-growing digital privacy and security space. We serve today more than 2 million customers globally. We're creating a comprehensive suite of solutions to help people to protect their digital privacy and digital security. We remain highly cash generative with very strong quality of earnings business due to the fact that we work on a SaaS basis. We are able to expand our profit margins. We see that the opportunity is significant. We're just at the beginning of the growth cycle, which leaves us very confident in delivering our forecast for 2020 and beyond.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.